Female Investor Circle podcast is a podcast created to inspire women all over the world to take control of their financial future. We believe that women should be empowered to take control of their financial future, and we're on a mission to help them get there. We believe that the future of investing is female, and we will show you why. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Female Investor Circle. Hey, Paulina and Penelope. Thank you for joining us once again.
Hello.
So excited to be here.
Hello.
I've got to say, I absolutely love doing these podcasts. I know it's just one of those things, sitting down having conversations with my gal pals and just talking all things investing and money. It's fun.
I love it too.
It is indeed. And it gives me an excuse to drink my coffee and enjoy it, actually.
Exactly. I always keep thinking I need to get a glass of wine or something, sit down and have it while I'm chatting away doing these. So maybe next time I will.
Maybe we need to tell our listeners that we are on three different time zones. That's why, yes, I'm talking about coffee, yes, and Billy is talking about wine. And I think Paulina,
I'm talking about sleep.
Paulina wants some sleeping coat. What do you call it? That hot chocolate. All right. So let's get stuck in. So today, what we're talking about in this episode is money insecurity. So basically, what is money insecurity? And how does it affect you? And what can you actually do to, how can you deal with it, you know? Okay, so in a nutshell, money insecurity, it's just a feeling of worry. It's uncertainty about your financial future, okay, or that of somebody that you actually care about as well. So, and it's easy to feel insecure about money because what we've seen over the past few years, the economy, or in history, is the economy keeps changing. It's always changing, and it's hard to actually predict what will happen next. But there are good ways that you can deal with money insecurity. So Penelope, this is pretty much one of your jams. So can you tell us, what's money insecurity, or how does it, you know, how can we deal with it, and how does it affect people? I know that's totally for different questions there, but I know you'll wrap them all into there somehow.
Yeah, I will find a way. So for some people, the changes that are happening in the world right now, it's blessing. Mm-hmm. And for others, it's fear.
Yeah.
So depending how you approach this whole new situation, what are your thoughts around it? So money insecurity, as you said, Billy, is our fear around money, our fear of running out of money, our fear for not having money, for not having the lifestyle that we want, for not being able to provide for our families, for the things that we want to have, and to achieve what we want to achieve. So there is this fear of poverty that many people have, and they are coming from a mindset of money is running out and I won't be able to have money, opportunities are running out, there is not enough money to go around.
Yeah.
So
People from all walks of life as well, like people, yeah, who don't have a lot of money in their bank account to people who do have a lot of money in their bank account. That money insecurity can come across on any of those people. So it's not just a one little niche of the community. It's across the whole board. Or
exactly.
Can be, should I say? Sorry,
exactly. Mindset, yeah. You know, what goes back to mindset. So I am going to say it again. Money, there is an abundance of money. And the way I see it and the way I envision it, and I actually see it right now, is there is this ocean, which is money, and I can take a bucket and I can go and I can fill it in and I can walk away and then I can go back again.
Well, and that's why I can see that.
And that's why successful entrepreneurs, when they take a wrong decision, let's just say, and they lose everything, they can make millions within a span of a year or two. Again, because it's the mindset. And that's why people who earn money on a lottery or they inherit money and they don't have the mindset of money, they don't have the right mindset. On average, 3 years, a lottery winner spent all on average, and it ends up broke again.
Yeah.
If you inherit money, and you don't have the right mindset, if you haven't worked on yourself, you are going to become miserable. You're going to start either spending money, throwing away money, or killing yourself by buying things that are killing you. And I'm not going to go through that rabbit hole. We all know what those things might be. So everything comes to the mind. Everything comes to your thoughts around money, how you feel about money. And once you understand this correlation between the two, then your actions will be totally different. Did I ask the answer the question?
Yeah. Yeah. And based like we were, so how do we deal with it? Like this whole money insecurity thing, like it's there. It's across, like I said, across the board in so many different family homes. It's, to me, it comes straight back to what we always talk about. It comes back to education. It's about learning about money, learning that there is an abundance out there and how you can tap into it. It's about knowing what your end game is. It's about knowing where your starting point is. It's about knowing how to build your perfect portfolio. It's wanting to know about assets, which assets are going to fit into your world, and so on and so on and so on. And these are the things that we teach you at the International Academy of Wealth, and we teach so many people about this stuff. But it's just, to me, it all boils back to, money mindset, positive, and education.
It's for you to be willing to change your situation, Billy.
Yeah.
It's for you to stop being the victim of your circumstances, playing the victim because, oh, poor me, look at me, I didn't have rich parents and I didn't have opportunities. It's for you to stop waiting for other people to rescue you and step up and do everything that you want to, you have to do to get where you want to go. Exactly. That's it.
Yeah.
You take full responsibility for your life and you don't wait for anyone else to come and rescue you. You rescue your own self. You find a way to make things happen. And you can see that I become very passionate about this.
Oh, we are our knight in shining armor. We know that we're the ones we've been waiting for ourselves. And I've said it before, I grew up in a family that didn't have much. Like both my parents were pensioners. So I could have continued on that path which I didn't. So here I am now today. So you know, you make it what you will, but this money insecurity, you've got to change the mindset. So, Paulina, did you want to add anything?
I look at the subject a little bit more practically. So I agree with you, both of you, with everything that you said, mindset, education, right? But first of all, like for me, I'm going, you need to face your fears, right? Like most of the times insecurity comes from a perspective of, I don't know, right? And that's like, I don't know how much money is coming in or versus going out. So that's where this education.
Stress and anxiety.
Yeah, the stress and anxiety is built up. The other thing as well is that you do not understand what is your worst case scenario. And I've talked about it in the group before, but like people, like when we are insecure, we are building fear and anxiety and all of it in our minds, our mind goes wild. The stories of what worst case scenario looks like is like massive, right? People go and make up all sorts of great entertaining stories of where they're going to end up when worst case scenario hits. So I would say if you're in a good place, map out, like this is how I used to do this and still do, map out what is your worst case scenario, right? Like your worst case scenario could be that you might need to move in with your parents, or you need to downsize the house, or you know, rent instead of owning your house, whatever that scenario is. But do it from a place where you are not feeling insecure about money, but from a place where you know, like, I've got this, I'm in a good place financially, and map out what is your worst case scenario. Once you've got your worst case scenario in your mind, keep reminding yourself as you're going down the insecurity roads, the fears and everything, of what the actual reality of worst case is versus what your mind is creating, right? So that would be my, like, that was something that that was one of my survival tactics when I first started, you know, when I was going through being broke and almost bankrupt and all that kind of stuff. Like, that was my tactic. And my worst case scenario used to be, funnily enough, I'm going to ask my mother to buy me a ticket to fly to Germany and I'm going to live with my parents. That was literally my worst case scenario, right? Because I knew that my parents would be there. Tyrell's worst case scenario was like, we're going to knock on your parents' door and we're going to say, hi, here we are, right? We've lived that scenario before. So definitely map out what is your real worst case scenario. And then after that, it's like make a plan, a buffer plan. So like put in, shift your perspective from living paycheck to paycheck and everything's going to be all right, to having a buffer in your savings that might last you a month, two, or three. And the length of how much of a buffer you need depends on your ability, how quickly you can generate money. So if you can generate money in 3 months, and you know, like, oh, I'll lose my job in 3 months time, I'll have a new one. Or, you know, as a business owner, hey, within 3 months, I have a new business up and running, revenue coming in, whatever it is, whatever the time frame is, create yourself that buffer so that you know that if worst case scenario hit, you're still like months away from actually hitting the worst case scenario.
Yeah. It's
just a couple of practical things.
Cool. So look, it's a big thing, money insecurity. It can lead to stress and anxiety, as I said before, that it can make you feel like you're not good enough as well. Sorry?
And sleepless nights.
And sleepless nights.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, it makes you feel like you're not in control of your life. So, and sometimes it just makes people feel bad. All right. So, look, in a world where everything's basically marketed to us as the next best thing ever, it is actually difficult at times to actually accept that some things are out of our control. And look, the best way that I've found to deal with this is just recognizing that every situation has benefits and drawbacks, I guess. And same thing comes down to money as well. So, you know, even if it's not obvious in the first glance, the fact is we can't control everything. Okay. So, but being scared of it and being insecure about it and stuff, you need to actually speak to someone and actually get them to give you the education and help you to actually overcome this. And that's what I feel the biggest thing about overcoming money insecurity is talking to someone and learning how to overcome it. Okay. So
ask for help, Billy. Yeah. Ask for help.
Yeah.
All of us, we need some guidance at a point in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We need guidance. We need guidance to get to the next level. So reach out, ask for help. And a word of caution here, don't ask for help from a broke friend of yours.
Yeah.
Ask for help from someone that he or she is in a better position than you are, or someone you admire. And we don't do this, but many successful people want to help when you ask them. They're willing to open up and help you. Yeah. So reach out. Don't allow your ego to hold you back. Because many times, apart from fear, we have ego that is holding us back. And the mind is going to tell you, don't do it. The mind is going to tell you, don't follow the steps that Paulina said just right now. Mm-hmm. Don't. We don't know. It's easy for Paulina. For us, it's not easy. We like it where we are. The mind is going to hold you back. Your mind is going to hold you back because that is job, to hold you back. Once you understand this and once you put the facts on a paper, you ask me how we start. We start by putting the facts, not the stories that our mind is telling us. The facts on a paper. These are the numbers. That's why in the academy we say starting point.
Mm-hmm.
What are your numbers? These are the numbers. This is the number of my expenses. This is the number of my income. This is how much money I need to survive. Or this is how much money I am left at the end of each month. So from now, from the pure number perspective, what is my next step? What is my goal? And don't put 10-year goals in. Mm. Put smaller goals, achieve that goal, and then increase that goal. Yeah. The more you achieve, even if it's a small goal, the more confident you become, to handle your financial situation. And then you add another goal. And that's why I love to have 90 days goals. I teach my clients 90 days goals. Break yeah. that 90 day goal into smaller steps, achieve that, and then let's add another one. In a year, you have achieved 4 goals. How much better you're going to be, your life is going to be by achieving 4 goals.
Yeah.
But we look at the 10-year plan, the 5-year plan. I want to become a millionaire. Okay. Yes. But what's the next step?
Yeah. Yeah. So to avoid the insecurity, the stress and the anxiety, you just need to plan. Yeah. Okay. And we, yeah. If you haven't already joined us over in the Female Investor Circle Facebook group, please do, because we have these conversations over there. And if there's, if you're the person that you feel that what we've just spoken about sounds extremely familiar, then you definitely need to come and join us over at the Female Investor Circle Facebook group and have a conversation with us. If you would prefer to just send us an email at ficstars@tiawgroup.com, please do, because we'd be only too happy to respond to you and have a conversation with you. So, yeah, Paulina and Penelope, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. And I shall see you both in the next episode. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you. Bye, everyone.
If you enjoyed this episode, click the link below to download your Female Wealth Acceleration Starter Pack. And remember to always share the podcast with your friends. None of this is advice, not even general in nature. If you would like to seek specific advice to your personal circumstances, we urge you to speak to a licensed financial professional.